Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights. We'll be swimming when we
the authentically die. Entertaining conversation that matters.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky where the stars have always shined.
I'm Mark Legere, and now, your host, the MC, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Here I am indeed, and I have to say it is quite exciting to be here at Studio NoHo Live with some dear friends in person, actually. Some dear old friends and some dear new friends, and I'll talk about them both in a moment. You know, the interesting thing is that to have friends that are movers and shakers out there in the world is a really exciting thing. The hard part is that I never get to see them because we're all moving and shaking in our own way. I'm talking about one friend in particular who is our guest. I'll be talking more about him in just a little bit. You're going to be hearing from him. He is Lee Waterworth, the founder and CEO of Yekra. And a little later on, we've got some musical guests in the studio live. We've got Ben Karen, and he's going to be singing with us. And he is accompanied today by Chris Massa. So this is going to be quite a show. I know you're going to enjoy it. I'm already enjoying it just because I get to be here in the presence of all these wonderful people. And again, my friend Lee. Now, the story with Lee actually and Yekra and all that goes back to Thrive and beyond. Thrive, the movie, and might as well give a shout out to our friends at Thrive, and we'll talk about them too. Foster and Kimberly Gamble, I'm sure they'll come up. But last year, when we've talked about how do we get more people aware of more of the conscious things that are going on in the world? There are live events, there are workshops and seminars, there are books, and of course, we mention a lot of these on the show. There also are films, and of course, we mention those on the show, and we've had producers and directors and actors on, and then we kept saying in a couple years in a row, somebody should have a top 10 list, like kind of like a good housekeeping seal of approval of films that are out there making a difference in the world, because there are so many films, it's hard to watch them. It's hard to know which one is the one that's going to waste my time or which one is the one that could really make a difference in my life or a difference in the world. So last year, a group of us got together and said, hey, let's us do this. And thankfully, Yekra had a system in place that had laid out all of these films. And originally, again, like I said, with Thrive, it started out as a conscious film aggregator. So it was the perfect place to find all of these films that were available that we could just start watching hour after hour after hour. And we compiled a short list of top 10 films. Well, unbeknownst to us, it went mini viral, at least within the world of consciousness. And it was a happy surprise for us because we started getting so much attention and the film started getting attention that we even got our first nod from a major Hollywood person. Sharon Stone at the time saw the list and said something like, now this is something noteworthy. I don't remember exactly what it was that she said, but with that, it was like, yes, Hollywood is noticing us. And so, and the list that we're putting together. So with that, we thought, okay, let's make this an annual thing. A year later, we have our second list. We've spent hours as a team putting, along with Yekra and their support and help, we have watched these films and we have come together and made a list of top 10. So we're going to be talking about that top 10 list that if you're a member of Life Changes, and if you're not, you can go to lifechangesnetwork.com and you could sign up on our homepage, or you can go to yekra.com and sign up as an affiliate or at yekra.com, an affiliate for any of the films, actually. They've got all kinds of films, not just conscious ones now. But so you can become an affiliate there. But if you're a member, then you're going to get a sneak peek tomorrow. But if you're not a member, the list is officially going to come out on Monday, December 1st. So on Monday, December 1st, the world is going to know the Life Changes Network top 10 list of independent films. So to talk about himself and Yekra and the top 10 list, we have our dear friend Lee Waterworth in the house when we come back right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, actually, I said a good friend of mine. This is Filippo, but Mark is here, of course, and he's a good friend of Mark's and a good friend of Dorothy. He's a good friend of Life Changes, and we're a good friend of Lee and Sonia, who's also co-founder of Yekra. We have as our guest here in the house, Lee Waterworth. He is a visionary, game-changing distribution solution. Well, Yekra is a visionary, game-changing distribution solution for the entertainment industry.
Lee is as well.
He's the guy. He conceptualized the Yekra technology model, which was inspired by his experience working for major Hollywood titles, including Twilight, Men Who Share at Ghosts.
Share?
What? Oh, Men Who Stare at Ghosts. 3:10 to Yuma. And Academy Award Best Picture Slumdog Millionaire. So actually, without further ado, hi, Lee Waterworth.
It's great to be here. How you doing?
You know, you threw me off. What did you just say when we were commercial? I remind you of who and why?
So I was just sat here watching Filippo do his intro spiel, and it was inspiring, to say the least. But you know what? I watched a movie last night called Private Parts. I don't know whether you've ever watched that before. It's about this radio disc jockey.
Howard Stern.
And seeing Filippo with his long flowing locks doing his thing, it kind of reminded me of him.
And this is a good thing, right?
I mean, he revolutionized the radio, right? So, yeah, absolutely.
You know, you should talk. You got long, beautiful hair.
Yes, just because I don't get down to the time to get down to the barbershop to cut it.
We all have long, beautiful hair.
yes, you are, especially you, Mark. If you don't know the inside joke here, just wait till you see the pictures that we'll post on Instagram and on Facebook right after the show. Mark has beautiful hair, but you can't see it.
It's not so long these days.
You could have let the joke just lie right there.
I couldn't. Or maybe I'm trying to get people to come to Facebook and come play with us. Speaking of playing with us, thank you for playing with us.
It's my pleasure to play with you.
You know, I know you're so busy. You're in Paris
I wish I was in Paris.
Where's the thing held in Paris? Or in
the Cannes. Film festival in Cannes.
Cannes Festival in Paris.
the Paris Film Festival in Cannes. It's a good thing we're live.
You're in New York for the Sundance Festival.
New York.
why don't we just let Lee speak?
We can't do this with any other guests, so we're having fun. So
exactly.
Anyway, but actually,
that's why it reminds me of Howard Stern.
but actually, you know, as I was doing I needed to do research on you. We go way back. Since you came here from England, but I didn't really know you before, and you have this whole world of you as a. You as a singer on the England Broadway, what do they call that?
The West End.
The West End.
That was a long time ago, but it was a fun time.
Mr. Joseph in the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat and all that stuff. You know, actually, I've had the pleasure of being in the office with you at Yekra, and you'll just break out into song, and it's a beautiful thing.
Thank you. I mean, I enjoy it when I'm on my own, not so much when I'm in public, although the office and the shower
is like being on your own,
great because I'm with, you know, friends.
Okay, well, let's pretend you're with friends right now.
Oh, here we go. I knew it.
No, actually, don't worry. We've got Ben Karen and Chris Mass is going to take care of that
much,
a little later.
Much better than me.
All right. So you did Broadway and all this stuff. You've been involved in the entertainment industry, actually, for a long, long time, but on different ends of it. What got you into movies?
Honestly, I kind of had enough of... So when I was acting, it was back over in the UK. Had a great time doing it.
And you were very good, I know. I met your agent at your wedding.
That's right,
and
you did.
And people who knew you when.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It just, you know, it didn't suit me so much. So I only did it for a couple of years, and then I started working at a marketing agency in the UK. And then I had the most ridiculous holiday to Los Angeles in my life. Came over, saw the sunny skies, went back home, sat in the wet, windy weather for another 6 months, and decided that I really want to be involved with the film business, but not in front of the camera, behind the camera.
Uh-huh.
So I decided to come back and try to be a producer. Very green, very naive. And when I got here, I realized after about a year of networking that I knew nothing about a film's value, what it was worth, how to sell it, how to repay an investor. And so that kind of set me down this rabbit hole of figuring out distribution with the ultimate intention of coming back to produce a movie, which has kind of fallen by the wayside these days because I'm so involved with distribution and figuring that out and making sure that we make it a viable solution for creators to establish a sustainable career for themselves.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, this comes up a lot. I thought I would do this, and I tried this for many years. I think this is a great time to mention this because I know your personal story, that time while you were quote-unquote trying this, that was very fruitful. You wouldn't be able to do this without knowing that side of it. That side of it has helped you help so many people.
Yeah, no, I mean, the entire journey of the last 7-8 years has been amazing.
Life-changing.
Life-changing, in fact. So, you know, met some wonderful people, including both of you very early on and Dorothy a little bit further down the road. And, you know, had a really great time, got some great experience from very seasoned industry executives. And then, you know, use that to try and figure out the next step. It's been learning every step of the way. And every step has mattered and every step has counted and every step has enabled me to help other people in some cases and help ourselves get to where we are today.
You know, talking about where we are today, we got 2 minutes. Let's talk about Thrive into YECRA.
Thrive into YECRA. So Thrive, wow, what an amazing experience that was for me.
Yes.
And for you, right?
You came
and worked with us, thankfully.
Much love to Kimberly and Foster,
big shout out. So no, that was kind of the turning point, the opportunity. It was the moment at which I kind of was a little bit fatigued with the distribution business because everything I was seeing was really not what I wanted to see and not what I believed the business could be. So I was kind of almost ready to quit it when I got a referral. The universe sent me something just at the time that I needed it, a referral to Foster Gamble, Kimberly Carter Gamble. They'd spent 7 years and an awful lot of money creating a documentary that was very important to them that they needed to get out. And it just so happened that my experience over the 5 years before that enabled me to shape a distribution strategy together with them that they liked and that we started to build, which... ultimately was an embeddable player way back then. That's all it was. But the concept was, let's not just rely on iTunes and Amazon and places like that to sell the movie. Let's do it ourselves. Let's act like a tech company. Let's pivot where we need to, fuel the fire where we need to, and take it direct to consumer in a way that suits us the best.
It was revolutionary at the time and still actually leading the industry in so many ways. And so proud of you.
Thank you.
And grateful for it because it's paved the way for many films to get out there in a way that they would not have. And so we're going to talk about some of those films that we also together are paving the way to help get out there because of this top 10 list especially. But we'll be talking about that when we come back as well, more about YECRA and as well as having fun with our friend Lee Waterworth here in the studio. We'll be right back right after this.
listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Well, this is Filippo at Life Changes, and I'm here in the studio with a very good friend, Lee Waterworth. And thanks to another good friend, Graham Penniman, in a little bit, we're going to have music live here at Studio NoHo with Ben Karen and Chris Massa at the guitar, thanks to SyncBig.com. That's Sync-Big.com. Very exciting stuff. And actually, Yakra.com. Lee is, of course, the co-founder and CEO, co-founder with his wife, Sonia, who wasn't your wife at the time. Right. She wasn't.
Right.
But she is now. And hi, Sonia. But so... The thing that I think is interesting, so last year we got asked why are all the films on Yakra? Well, when we get to talking about the top 10 a little later on, the top 10 films that we have selected at Life Changes that are life-changing films that have come out in 2014, we have seen other films, and thanks to companies like the Lamley and all that, we can see other films. Unfortunately, if we made a list of films that could change your life and change the world lives, the world, but you can't see them because they came out for a short period and then they're gone and they're not on the internet and all that, then it's not going to make an impact like we'd like to in the world. So what we love about Yakra is the fact that A, you curate films and that the filmmakers can join for free. They can join Yakra for free. So there's no reason not to, number one. And number two, that it's so easy for people that want to see the films to go there and see them and share them and gift them, et cetera. Tell us about Yakra.
Yes, I mean, the vision of Yakra has been quite simple. It's to provide a solution that allows filmmakers, producers, and distributors to deliver their content direct to their own audience in a way that suits them the best. But I think that the key statement there is, you know, to the audience that they want to get it to. I think, you know, creating a website, throwing your film up on the website is great. You're going to be able to sell it to the fans that you've already got. But, you know, in some cases, if you're not Dave Grohl, you've not got an awful lot of fans. So how do you get out to
a wider audience? And I don't even know who he is.
Well, he's a singer, apparently. no, and a great one at that. So if, for some folks. But, you know, he's got an awful lot of fans. So he can very easily put a movie up on his website and advertise the availability of that movie to his fan base. And of course, his fan base will come. But, you know, for most independent filmmakers, the real challenge is finding your audience in the first place. How do you let general people know that your content is available for them to even take a look at, let alone, you know, decide to buy and spend 2 hours on watching? So really the difference between Yecker is, instead of pulling consumers to a destination, like, say, iTunes or Amazon, that's their business model. It's all about bringing people to them. They've got a front page. They show what they want to show on that front page. If the film's not on that front page, then you either have to know the name of the film very specifically and be search for it out of intention, or it's got to be on that front page. So instead of doing that, we're actually pushing content out to where people are. Mm. And we're doing that by enabling people like yourself to actually pop up an art house cinema on your website, curate it based on your audience's interests, and deliver it to them directly from your site. And as a reward from that, you're getting a piece of the revenue that you help the filmmakers generate by helping them find their audience in the first place.
Well, as a matter of fact, we have a films page. We have a page dedicated to films.
Right.
And we also have films that we advertise on our homepage and on other pages. And people that come to us that are looking for certain subject matters, or they hear something on the show, they could find films that have like similar interests on our page. And that is so helpful to them, because they wouldn't otherwise find it. And also, for some of these filmmakers who don't really, some of them don't even make their money back that they spent. So to be able to support them in this way and to get their message out, which is potentially all of our message.
This is the big thing about what you've done, Lee, and what Yecra is as a solution. And I'm not sure the exact stat, but I've heard, you know, various numbers about how many independent films never see the light of day or get published and never, you know, or are never distributed such that a wider audience can get to them. And these are films that people have a passion about. And so that's the whole thing, is you being that bridge between the audience that the filmmaker wants to reach, as you said, and tapping into that, the energy of that, you know, kind of the desire for more of that content and being able to actually get it out there. Whereas before, you know, they'd have to go kind of through the machine and try to get to screens or,
right,
you know, this whole complicated mechanism.
And you know, when you think about it, it's really funny, because Hollywood is an industry that loves to shout about the numbers, mm-hmm, right? So Mockingjay, what did that do? $130 million this weekend or something. They shout about the numbers everywhere, but they don't shout about VOD numbers. Mm. Sorry, so VOD, for those who don't know, is video on demand. So, you know, iTunes, Amazon, and to be honest with you, the reason they don't shout about him is because they're terrible and they don't want people to know. And that's because the biggest challenge is finding your audience online. As the macro trends continue in the business, cost of production coming down, cost of distribution coming down, the ease of people to be able to distribute themselves online. The problem with that is that the counter effect is an awful lot of noise gets created. So how do you compete for, you know, 2 hours worth of time for the dad that's been out there all day long at work, and he, you know, he's coming home, he's got to feed his kids, he's got to put them to bed, he's got 2 hours. How do you get your film in front of him so that he's choosing your film at that time? And really, it's about, where does he go during the day? He's probably surfing websites at work, websites that are of interest to him. So if you make sure your content shows up there
on the porn site, then he'll find it.
Well, I don't know. New vertical there, Filippo. You give me an idea. Thanks.
Always brainstorming.
I'm happy to help.
Well, we started off with Howard Stern. Let's keep going.
Well, but in actuality, you know, Mark and you are bringing up some really good points, and I actually know some numbers, and you're probably not, well, I won't say them either, but I do know some big films that have gone to some of these places that we won't mention, but they make $0 of posting their films there.
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, Skyfall here, but I can tell you that Skyfall certainly didn't make the money that they were hoping to make from major platforms. But yeah, I mean, you can have an Oliver Stone documentary on iTunes and you ain't going to be making very much money even if you're Oliver Stone. The fact is, as you got to be on the front page. If you're not on the front page, people aren't really going to see you unless you've got a massive advertising budget. If you've got a massive advertising budget, you're still not going to realize the money that you really hope for and that you believe is possible. So, you know, there's an expectation setting, but we've got 16,000 websites now in our network. Wow. That are curating content for their audiences. And we've got some very big ones and we've got some very small ones, but the great thing is they're all coming to our library, they're selecting content that really is of interest to their community, and they're helping the filmmakers out by embedding it into the site and serving it right up.
Well, and now it's not even just about helping the independent filmmakers, but you even have other films for them available that are like big films.
Yeah, sure. We have some great big films. I unfortunately can't talk too much about where those great big films have come from.
Right.
But
can I?
You could go to our website and figure it out pretty easily.
Like the guy with the big letter on his chest and
what, the big S,
the big super guy.
Oh, the big super guy. Yeah, he could be there. I don't know.
You're so funny. You were saying something.
Was I? I thought I'd finish.
Mark, you were saying something.
I wasn't going to bail anybody out of the super guy one.
The good thing is that we can laugh and play and have fun, and at the same time, people could be making money. People could be making films. People could be making. I mean, it's like it.
Well, it's a combination. It's not only the profitability and sharing that profitability out to the community that has the passion of whether it's an entertainment affinity for the subject matter, or what taps into the films that we're backing, which is movies that ultimately make a difference, that
right.
open eyes,
yeah. right.
that aren't necessarily championed by, you know, the greater business world or whatever, whoever, and yet are still desired by a lot of these audiences. So I think it's really important that that people are aware of what you've built, what Yekra is, of their ability to participate. And to know that this exists so they can go after these types of film.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, it's the life-changing films, pun intended, that really matter to us. When we went back to Thrive, I mean, it was all about what change Thrive could inspire. It's now been seen by 30 million people.
Wow.
Online, and really, we were the DJ that dropped the beat for that. So we've got an awful lot of films like that that are very meaningful, that people really need to see, and the system just lends itself to promoting films that people want to talk about.
So we want to encourage, while doing this, other filmmakers, especially if you're making films that are conscious and you want to get it out there. There are websites that are already promoting those kinds of conscious films, including ours. We'd love to have them part of this, and we'd love to see them on the list for next year. But before we move on to next year, we're going to talk about this year with what is the actual name of our list? We have a name for our list. I'm going to give that to you when we come back. Right. It's something about the most important, biggest, best independent films that you need to see in 2014 and see them now before 2015 so they can change your life right now. Something like that. When we come back with our friend Lee Waterworth of Yakra in the studio right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at LifeChangesWithFilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
This is Filippo, and we're here with our friend and the CEO of Yakra, to whom we are very grateful because together we have created Life Changes Network's top 10 2014 independent films that could change the world. Now, we started this last year with our very first, and now it's become an annual list. And last year, it went mini-viral in places that we didn't expect it to go. So this year, we're expecting it to go everywhere. And we want it to because it could make a huge impact, not only on the films, but specifically on the consciousness that is presented in those films. It is actually being released tomorrow to those who are on the Yakra list and to those who are on the Life Changes list. So if you want to get on the Life Changes list, go to lifechangesnetwork.com and sign up, give us your email, and you'll be on the list for next year. Go to yakra.com, sign up as an affiliate, you'll be on the list for next year. In the meantime, it will be released to the world on Monday, December 1st. I think you will be quite surprised and interested in some of what you'll see there. When I don't know how we want to talk about this because we've never done it and we don't want to say in what order we're going to do it. But let's talk, Lee, about some of the films that could possibly be on this list somewhere between 10 and 1.
Yeah, right. I mean, we've got some really interesting things. We've got the Sundance winner of 2014, which is the most awarded documentary of 2014. I think that's a pretty life-changing film.
You can mention it.
Oh, Alive Inside.
Yes.
Okay.
So yes.
Okay. We can say the names.
Yes,
okay,
we can say the names.
We're just not going to tell them what order.
Yeah, oh, I see. Got it.
And technically, the order, I mean, because they're all, the messages are all important. So it's not that one message is more important than the other, but because our culture loves to rank things, we're going to rank them.
Yeah.
And that's just that. But the messages are all important. And I want to say one other thing. It's interesting that of the films, we've got like three that are about children, like two or three that are about health, and like three or four that are about music. I mean, this is like, of everything going out there in the world, these are like the more films are being made about this, and they're so powerful.
Yeah, music, human rights.
Human rights.
Health, wellness. Yeah, I mean, these are major, major topics.
And this is all the stuff that really we love to work on, because it's all stuff that could change the world. I mean, there's one film in your selection, Stand With Me, which is all about a little young girl. She sets up a lemonade stand outside her house, She continues to sell lemonade, and her goal is to free enslaved people in Africa. And yeah. Guess what? She does it.
Especially the children.
She does it. She does it from a lemonade stand. And they made an awesome film about it at the same time.
And we could do it, too, by just watching the film. Because as far as I understand, the majority of the money goes to do exactly that.
Yeah, and a lot of these cases, I mean, again, going back to Alive Inside, a lot of the profits from the movie are being donated to Music and Memory, which is the charity that's associated with the film. That's the wonderful thing about so many of these films that we love to deal with, is that they're very often tied to a charitable cause or helping the world become a better place or people achieve what they want to achieve. That's one. Stand With Me is another one that certainly donates a lot of the money back. And then we've got stuff about health and wellness and fitness. There's so many conflicting.
And we had Jeff Hayes on the
Did
show.
You really?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
Tremendous chap.
Great show.
Great.
Yeah,
we
liked him a lot.
And that might be in the list too, I believe.
I believe it is. And we had him on actually like a year ago maybe, it was when we had his film Doctor.
I see. Yeah. Right. No, we did Doctor too, but that won't be in this year's list because it's not from this year. But he's really done a great job on Bought, and we released it about 6 weeks ago. It's had some fantastic promoters, curators push it out. Dr. Mercola was one of the right. really big ones. He kind of stepped up and said, yes, this must go out to my network. He did that. He actually used that to help raise money for a vaccination initiative and that he'd partnered with. So he wasn't keeping the profits from the film as a curator, wow. which was great. But yeah, he got the film massive exposure, and a ton of people have come in and picked it up since. But Bought is getting a fantastic reception. I think it's because the filmmaker was very smart in the way that he approached the film. He, you know, it was about big pharma, it was about corporate cash, and it was about the healthcare system, and it was really a lot about your kids. So it definitely appealed to mothers out there, and it just opened the conversation. It didn't say, hey, don't go out and vaccinate your children. It was saying, just be aware of all these things mm-hmm. that are facts
yes.
about vaccinations, and then you make up your own mind.
Make smart choices, educated choices. And actually, talking about kids, overfed and undernourished, kids' rights.
Elton John makes an appearance in that one.
A big appearance.
A big appearance.
A big angry appearance.
A big angry
appearance. Very mad.
The first one, I thought, when I first started watching it, I was like, has he been dragged out of bed to do this interview and he just really doesn't want to do it? But it's actually, he's
been dragged through the
he's
system.
He's angry about the subject of the film. So he's a big advocate for that movie.
And you know, when people get this list, I encourage them to go through it, because if somebody's looking to adopt, kids' rights, good one to watch.
Great one to watch.
And if someone's looking to help children and change the system, great one to watch and support that. I'd like to talk about Emotion for just a moment.
Emotion. I love that film, you know. I sent it to my mom as soon as I'd watched it.
Really?
Yeah, she's holding on to some stuff, and I feel fairly confident that it's been the root cause of a lot of her health problems recently. It's something that she doesn't talk to anybody about. It's something that she wells up inside of her. I know she's still slightly bitter. Sorry, Mom, if you're listening, but I've told you this about. So Emotion for me touched on a chord, not just for my mom, but also for myself, because I can be a terrible communicator, right? You know, if somebody does something to me, I kind of take it from my mom and I just bottle it up and I'll sit there and stew on it for a couple of days and then just think it's all right. But you know what? If you don't let it out, it's a problem. And that film was really helpful to me to kind of see that.
That film alone could change, well, the world, our yeah, lives, yeah. our bodies, our health.
Yeah, I think so. Just I believe so.
Those, I cried when I watched that film.
Did you really?
I really did.
You know,
that one and Stand With Me.
Yeah. Does Stand With Me definitely made me balk. Sorry, that's English for crying.
What is that?
Bulk.
Yeah.
I think it's a northern thing. There was definitely a tear in my eye with the emotion, but there was also a tingling all over my body as I was watching it, because it was resonating with me. The message of the film was resonating with me so deeply. I think it's something.
Well, what's interesting also is there's some overlaps with these themes from different perspectives. If you look at a lot of the themes of Bought, mm-hmm. and where things are broken, a lot of the solutions happen to be in emotion.
Ah, yeah.
There you go.
You know, there's a bit of that in a couple of the different films and how they look at, you know, some of these, you know, areas.
Yeah, and it's interesting to see, you know, there's very definite trends,
yes.
that are coming out within filmmakers that are trying to get the same message out. So you've got Carb Loaded, but, you know, last year we also had Serial Killers.
Right.
They're both talking about the same things, different perspectives, but the same ultimate message.
Right.
And that's eat less sugar, eat less rubbish, go back to a high-protein, high-fat diet. It doesn't have to be meat, but, you know,
rubbish?
Rubbish?
Yeah.
Rubbish? You know what rubbish is? Garbage. That's what you call it over here, right? Things that you put in the bin. No, sorry, the trash.
The bin.
That's right.
That's where the box of tissues goes after you bug.
After you bug?
After you bug?
After you bug.
It's in the bog. In the rubbish.
Another theme. We can't go without talking about this theme that's coming up. Music.
Yeah.
Sound.
Oh, did you watch The Song of the New
Earth?
Oh,
God.
That movie is a trip. And you know what? It's doing really well. There are a ton of people that really like and resonate with that film.
I have to say, the trailer turned me off for a moment. It's just like, really? But then the movie, it's like, why couldn't you?
Yeah, but you know, it's interesting because I had a friend comment about the trailer as well. And, you know, the trailer shows this the central character making, you know, these noises. And yet those same noises are, we consider, beautiful coming from a whale. So it's interesting how we judge things and how associations are so locked in, which alter our perspective. So I think they did a good job with the trailer, because I think, you know, it really opens up to, you know, this whole idea of frequency, which we're going to hear more and more about. In fact, I believe that is the next wave, which has started, but I think it's going to be more accepted, is sound and light innovations and getting really to the heart of what we all are, which is vibration.
I mean, coming back to Alive Inside really quickly. I mean,
exactly.
That guy who was sat there hunched over, couldn't remember anything, and an iPod in his ear, it just transformed him. It was amazing to see. The camera couldn't lie. That brought tears to my eyes.
Yeah.
So there's a lot on here that'll make you weep.
Well, and as a singer, and I'm sure actually all of us, Addicted. You guys, you have to watch Addicted. I'm talking to Ben Karen and Chris Massa in the studio. I mean that, okay, so some of these films, and I'm not going to be specific, but some of them, they're not the best piece of cinematography in the world. And you know, I think as budgets grow, as awareness grows, as consciousness grows around this, there'll be an even more expanded, better way of making some of these films and bringing some of this out. And some of it kind of feels rudimentary, but it's a start. So Addicted to me is an example of that. Some of it emotionally touched me. It was a bit long, and you know, but we're not going to do Siskel and Ebert on the films. But you get my point.
It was a good film, right? It made it into the list.
I didn't say it made it into the list.
Oh, it might have made it into the list.
Yeah. So we'll find out tomorrow. We're on the insider list, we should get the information.
We should throw some red herrings in. Oops.
Do you have some red herrings, actually? Yes, let's mention some films that may or may not be on the list that we want to bring some attention to.
That may or may not be
but
on the list.
Garbage is a good example, actually. It couldn't make the list because it was 2013 or something, or 11. But
well, I tell you the one that I am the most excited about. Is we've got a film coming out on December 4th, so I don't know whether it's on the list yet because you can't have watched it yet. And it's called Jekyll Island, The Truth About the Federal Reserve.
Oh.
Which, you guys knowing me for so long, has been a subject that I have been very, very passionate about for a very long time. And actually, I've always wanted to try and do the narrative film with our good friend Mark Skelton. But, you know...
Hello, Mark.
It was amazing that this film came to us, I think, and we found it in Cannes, the Paris Film Festival that you talked about earlier. And, you know, it was... We were
they
like...
They should move it to Cannes.
Gotta have this film quickly because... I don't know. There's just so many. There's so much folklore about the out there about the Federal Reserve, how it was created, who owns it, who operates it, how it's ripping us off, how it's creating, you know, a society that's enslaved by debt. This movie does a brilliant job of taking you through the entire history of the creation of the Federal Reserve and how it works.
This takes you full circle to, well, not after the 5 years of distribution, but into your work with Thrive.
Exactly.
I was about to say.
And Foster did a very good job.
Yes.
But in fact,
yes.
That's what the movie was really about, is following the money.
Following the money.
And without, you know, getting antagonistic with some people like to do in these sectors, I think just simply looking at the facts of what was created, when it was created, when the IRS was created, where the gold went. When this, you know, there's a lot of interesting facts out there that, that validate. So it's, I'm interested to see the film as well.
And the guy who was talking about the Federal Reserve in some of those segments in Thrive is actually the guy that's done this entire film.
Well, and to me, this has been such an eye opener as I've watched and learned and followed this because I grew up in the system.
Right.
I worked for some of the biggest investment banks on the planet, and I walked into my office every day, and I'd turn on CNBC, and I would, like the rest of our broker-dealers and agents and whatnot, would wait to see what the Fed had to say, and the whole world was watching to wait to see what the Fed had to say, and of course, I wasn't of the mindset that this is a few private guys that basically are controlling this monetary system and the whole world's waiting to see what they have to say in order to you know, make a move.
Right.
And it was a little bit nuts when I started realizing how, you know, when I was outside of what we thought to be governance.
Well, the good news is that the whole world is waiting to hear what our list has to say come tomorrow so that we could help people expand their consciousness. So with that, if you want to join the list, go to lifechangesnetwork.com and on our front page, you can join there. You can go to yekker.com and sign up as an affiliate. And come tomorrow, those of you who are in the inn will get the information. And come December 1st, everybody will get it. And we look forward to this information getting out there. And thank you, Lee and Yekra, so much. And the whole team there, Lauren, Sonia, Michelle, I mean,
everybody.
Thank you for being a part of this with us.
Thank you, guys. We couldn't have done it without you, as you both know.
Well, love you. Thank you for being here. When we come back, thanks to Graham Penniman and sync-big.com, we've got Ben Karen and Chris Massa in the studio for some great music. I heard them during rehearsal. You're going to love them when we come back right after this.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
Put it in your theater sometime.
We are back, and this is an exciting moment. I have heard this music actually on the internet, and I actually now have gotten to hear it live. You're going to get the opportunity, thanks to Graham Penniman and sync-big.com. We've got Ben Caron and Chris Massa here together.
Hey.
Thanks for being live with us.
It's our pleasure.
Ben, I was fascinated by your story. Your mother bought the guitar you play while she was pregnant with you.
Yeah. It's funny. I heard what you guys were saying about vibration earlier. And I think that that's very true and very powerful as far as music. And I really attribute a lot of the person that I am today to the fact that my mom was such a musical person, starting with that guitar when she was pregnant with me and moving through my entire life. Music has been such a huge influence on my life. And I see how it works through people and healing people, inspiring people, changing people. I've been very fortunate to be in a musical family and around musical people my whole life.
And at 15, you wrote your first song, and now you're 16 and you're performing it.
we'll go with that. I'm a fairly young person. I mean, who knows what age really means? But I'm an old soul in a younger body on this planet. I picked up a guitar when I was 15. It was up in the attic, the guitar that my mom had bought. And I felt like I had a lot of stuff to say at the time. And the guitar and singing became my way to say that. And it's been a lifelong journey. Recently I started writing songs with the idea of, before when I was writing, my first album was sort of about all the things I needed to say about my journey as a human so far. And this next album that I'm going to be recording through this next year with an EP coming out on January 15th is really about the idea of empowering everybody. And so it's called Climb. We'll do a couple songs for you guys today.
They're both available or will be, the second one at least, at bencaron.com.
At bencaron.info, actually. So it's a bencaron.info. Yeah, you can find, I'm on every major platform, although I really hope that your idea about curating content actually spreads to music, because I think that's incredibly revolutionary, and I think it's such a great thing that you guys are doing.
I like it.
We should talk.
Yeah, we should.
We know
totally.
The CEO of Yekra. You should talk.
Great.
To him.
Yeah, we should totally talk after this for
well,
sure.
With that, what are we going to hear first?
We're going to start with "Go with the Groove," which is one of the songs off of this new EP, and I'm joined by Chris Massa, who co-wrote this song with me. So
thanks,
man. It's an honor.
You ready?
Yeah. I wake up to a voice that beckons me to rise. Says, remember, fear's a choice. Boy, you haven't got much time. Then I grapple with the grip of the monkey in my mind. He won't step outside the door, 'cause he's scared what he might find. So I just go with the groove, flow with the truth, quiet the fight, follow the light. When I walk amongst the world, I see everyone is me, buying things that we don't want with shiny bits of broken dreams. Tell me, when did we forget we were all born kings and queens? Well, my reign's not over yet. I got too many songs to sing, so I just go with the groove, flow with the truth, quiet the fight, and follow the light. I got too many blessings to spend my whole life resting. It's time to take my place in the sun. If I trust my intuition to guide me on my mission, one step after the other goes the race until I've won. And then I go with the groove, flow with the truth, quiet the fight and follow the light. Go with the groove, flow with the truth. Quiet the fight and follow the light.
Woo! Wow, yes, woo! Indeed.
Thank you.
Nice. You know, I'm inspired. I'm feeling like a top 10 list of life-changing songs coming on.
Oh, there we go.
I think that's a great idea.
I think it's a great idea.
Especially in the world we live in right now with to me, like, so much distraction on the radio, so many things not being said. It would be great for you guys to really make a point of featuring people who have things to say.
Well, we do make a point of featuring people. Yes. And that's why you're here.
Yeah, and I love the list idea.
You just said it.
Yeah,
and you just said it. Chris, actually, anything quick you want to say before we go on to the next song? That's great. And so...
That was it.
You're saying a lot, actually, through the guitar.
Yeah, Chris and I are co-writers here.
Yeah, we've been writing for about a year. And I mean, it's just, I feel very grateful to be here because music is just one of those totally tangibly intangible things that everyone, you literally feel, and that's what's so powerful about live music is the vibration.
Yeah.
And it's just fun to be able to create that, and you know, we all create from a space of, you know, like when I was growing up, I'd hear these songs that would inspire me and that would create love and instill that in me. Mm. And so now we're in that spot where we're trying to create that, and always from a really genuine heart space and loving heart space. So
yeah,
that's beautiful. And that's Chris, who looks 12, so when I was young, he
with
says.
A beard.
With a beard, that's right. I make a joke about that, but it's exciting to me to have young people with this kind of consciousness without drugs at least right here, you're clean and
yeah, we're sober.
They did dip out to the bathroom.
Oh, stop!
All right.
So, the next song is about drugs and rock and roll. What are we gonna hear next?
This next song is called Mountain Town, and basically, to me, the idea is just that it's okay to not be okay, and I think that people need to hear that. I think that there's sort of this pressure to present this idea to the people in your life that everything's fine, and then that builds toxicity within yourself because you're repressing the things that you really need to sort of go through. And so this song is really about how it's okay to take some time to yourself and deal with stuff, and you don't necessarily always need to be out and being happy and go lucky and carefree.
Well, I'm going to add to that. It's okay if you're going to want to buy this music, and you can go to bencaron.info.
Yeah.
And that's bencaron.info. And it's available at iTunes and all that as well. But you have to plug in Ben Caron, Caron. With that.
And for the Angelinos that are listening, I have a show at Hotel Cafe this next Sunday. If you guys want to come out, it's at 8 o'clock. It's only $10. So. If you want to come hear me live, I would love to see you there.
And for the rest of the world, you're going to hear him live right now.
I need a ticket to a mountain town, but nobody knows my name. Don't want no familiar face around, no kindness to ease my pain. I gotta create a different destiny where sorrow won't sow my fate. This place is breaking the best of me, and I can't afford to wait. 'Cause I know that I need to try to leave the low behind, so I can climb to my peace of mind. I need some space to contemplate my case and silence to soothe my soul. I'll pack away all my yesterdays, take only what I can hold.
I'll build a cabin on a mountainside that no one can reach by phone. A simple room where my tears can hide and I can be left alone. 'Cause I know that I need to try to leave the low behind so I can climb to my peace of mind. And I know these wounds, they're mine to bind. And I know the sun still shines, so I'll go where I can climb and keep on climbing. I need a ticket to a mountain town where nobody knows my name. Don't want no familiar face around, no kindness to ease my pain. 'Cause I know that I need to try to leave the low behind so I can climb to my peace of mind. Can climb to my peace of mind. Can climb to my peace of mind.
Mark and I and Dorothy and all of us here in the studio want to thank you all for listening and being part of this special day with us in this show. Thank you so much. Remember, tomorrow our list comes out, and then officially December 1st, 2014. And stay tuned for the list of conscious songs. Maybe we'll talk to Graham about that and sink big. With that, I am Filippo Voltaggio reminding you, as life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.